from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, it is on the popping. It is on the popping in the NBA. Shout out to YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Shout out to our friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. Look, we're going to have Caller of the Week at 8:20. We've got Anthony Slater at 8:30. We've got Trevor Haas, beat writer for the Boston College men's basketball team for the Boston Globe. He'll join us at 9:20 to talk about Quentin Post for a few minutes. Brandon Ayuk right now driving to Levi's Stadium. He ain't going nowhere. Ayuk's going to be a Niner, baby. That's what I'm getting out of all this. Another meeting with the 49ers. They'll get something done. And number 11 will be back on the roster. And all this nonsense we talked about for the last 4 months will just be nonsense. But right now, we're focused on Clay and Paul George and CP3. Eddie Johnson just joined us, and we got a lot of sound from him about Clay Thompson. He basically said Clay market is huge, according to Sam Amick and Anthony Slater. How about this one, Shasky? The Denver Nuggets are showing interest in Klay Thompson as a potential replacement for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Oh, my God.
The Philadelphia 76ers are also expected to show interest in Klay Thompson. Quote, unquote, a league source said Philadelphia has interest in Klay. If the Nuggets lose free agent to be Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who has decided to decline his player option and enter the market, a league source said Denver has pegged Thompson as a possible replacement. So I ask all the listeners out there, 888-957-9570, if Klay Thompson doesn't come back and resign with the Golden State Warriors, what is the one team you don't want to see him play for?
Well, the Denver Nuggets have $8 million, as of right now, $8 million of first apron space, $19 million of second apron space, and that does not include the KCP option situation. So that's just accounted for next year. So him signing there would either be the mid-level, or it would be under, you know, the $19 million per year that they have left to fill out the rest of their roster, barring there's no big trade.
Right. Maybe they trade off. Maybe they move off of Michael Porter Jr. and open up some cash. I don't know. But that is what's going on, right? And we'll talk to Slater about it. But is Denver the one team that Warrior fans, like, what team dude, like, personally, if Klay moves on, and I personally want Klay back, I want to see the big three retire together. I'm a sucker for that stuff. But if he doesn't come back, and it doesn't look like he's coming back, for if you read all the tea leaves and the feeling we all get, the vibe we all get, it doesn't feel like he's coming back. If there's a team I don't want to see him play for, it is the Denver Nuggets. The pick-a-pop game with Jokic and Murray? Yeah, but and he's standing in the corner wide open hitting threes in that altitude? I don't want to see him go to Denver. I would rather see him go to Orlando, get out east, go to Philadelphia, get out east. I don't want Klay Thompson in the Western Conference, especially on a team like Denver. And what if Dallas? I don't know what Dallas is over the cap right now. I still feel like, I don't know why, I feel like they're a dark horse to get Klay Thompson. Maybe I'm just paranoid about the Dallas Mavericks and Jason Kidd and Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. But I definitely wouldn't want to see him on the Denver Nuggets.
I mean, offensively, I see everything you're saying, but there's also the defensive side of things. And so you'd have him and Murray, you know, in that backcourt, conceiving that they have him as a two. You know, I know Aaron Gordon is a very good defender, but him as the funneler, because Jokic isn't necessarily a funneler at big. I don't know.
I think they would start Christian Brown at the two, the young man from Kansas who's entering his third year, who's a solid player. I like Christian Brown.
Okay.
I like Christian Brown. Spell Brown, but they pronounce it Brown. Christian Brown at the two, and then Klay at the three, next to Gordon and Jokic, because we all consider Klay Thompson a three now, right? Even the Warriors kind of considered Klay Thompson a three.
Scenario, they had said, I was just going off of what you read, and they said as a replacement for KCP.
Yeah, as a replacement.
So I assumed shooting guard.
But I see him interchangeable being with Christian Brown being in that starting lineup.
I see what you're seeing offensively. I don't know. I'm not that, like, crazy, like, oh my God, that changed anything. Because KCP was kind of like a warrior, you know, a very good player against the Warriors. He could defend. He's timely when he knocks down shots. Kind of a guy you forget about. And a really nice ancillary piece. Obviously not going to be the volume shooter that Klay Thompson is. But he does a lot of little things on a winning team. KCP's a very underrated player.
Oh, he's a very good player.
I don't really care if he goes to Denver. I just... For some reason, seeing him in the Laker uniform alongside LeBron, I don't know why that triggers me more, even though he's from L.A., because I hate the Lakers much more than I hate the Nuggets.
Considering that you love LeBron, you talk more like... I'm kidding. I look at Denver, and I just look at the offensive firepower and the pressure they could put on you offensively. They don't turn the ball over enough. I mean, they don't turn the ball over at all. I know we all see Game 7 the way they blew it, but they're very efficient offensively. Jokic is going to have the ball in his hands. You're going to have to double him. If you don't double him, he's going to drop 40 on your ass. Jamal Murray, if you don't double him, he's going to drop 30 on your ass and cook you. Klay Thompson being wide open for corner threes in that offense, I think he's more consistent than Michael Porter Jr. when it comes to shooting a rock. So I don't know. That's interesting. I don't want to see Klay Thompson go to Denver and play for Mike Malone to be in the Western Conference. Are you kidding me? I just want Klay Thompson out of the West. But if you had a choice, Warrior fans, 888-957-9570, a couple questions. What is the one team you don't want to see Klay Thompson play for? I have a feeling that a lot of people will say the LA Lakers.
Yeah, that would be it. But at the same time, I think a lot of people are always going to root for Klay Thompson no matter where he goes.
I'm not rooting for him if he's an LA Laker. That's why I draw the line. Sorry, Spadone. That's
I mean, he's a legacy player. That's his favorite team growing up, right? His
That's dad why I draw the line. The LA Lakers. The Lakers. Now you're going to make me watch Klay Thompson, the LA Lakers?
I rooted for Terrell Owens individually, even though he was on the Cowboys.
Oh, I did not do that.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I didn't go that far.
I love T.O.
I ain't rooting for no Cowboy. We're different in that aspect. I am not rooting for no Cowboy. Oh, I hate it when he signed with the Cowboys.
I did too.
Oh, my gosh.
But he was awesome.
Yeah, but I wasn't rooting for him. That's for damn sure.
Individually rooting for him.
Nope. Not doing it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Also, Paul George. The Paul George market. It's heating up. Sam Amick, Anthony Slater again. Slater's going to join us at 8:30. What's going on with PG? PG-13. What's his market look like? And what are you willing to do to get PG if you're interested in PG? Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening, man? Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. We keep bringing up defense. Did y'all watch the draft yesterday? Half them players, the third or fourth of them players don't play defense. Klay Thompson's still a better defender than Curry, still a better defender than Jokic, still a better defender than Luka. a lot of guys. So you can bring up defense as if he's so terrible that he can't play. Man, you put Klay Thompson on any contending team, they're more of a contender. Klay, can y'all bring up KCP? Oh, he's a winning player. Yeah, Klay Thompson's a winning player, too. He's been doing winning player things for many moons now, and the disrespect is real. I don't understand it, Shasky. You're really disrespecting this guy. This guy didn't did everything, but anyways.
How am I going Timeout, Rob. How am I disrespecting him when the team, not Joe Shasky, the team had to sit him down and say, dude, stop taking wild-ass shots? How am I disrespecting him when the coach had to talk to him multiple times this year to get him to buy in on the team concept of like, we're trying to maximize you and make you a better player. We're thinking about, you know, moving you off the bench because you're not, like, our team isn't good enough. And like, it's not me. I'm not doing these things. The team did these things. I'm assessing what I'm watching. If he was playing at an elite level, I would say that. When he has good games, I say that. When he's shooting them out of games early on in the season on the road like he did last year, yeah, I acknowledged it. What, am I going to be blind and stick my head in the sand?
Because that's not really true. At the end of the day, who else you want shooting the ball on this team last year? Who else? Draymond, stop it. Klay's been the same player his whole career. And to me, like I said earlier in the year, he took less shots this year, played less minutes. To me, it's like the Warriors' management was trying to underpay him anyways. From my sources, I heard they offered him some money, a disrespectful price, and make it under Draymond Green, and he still ain't returned the call yet. So my thing is this, man. I don't care about defense. The NBA don't care about defense. So don't bring it up trying to talk bad about a player. When I watch Luka look like pure crap on defense on the biggest stage. Klay Thompson's still a better defender than him. And if Klay goes to Dallas or Denver, it's a wrap. Warriors definitely ain't got no action. And by the way, I like the fact that they drafted the Sam Mateo, James Wiseman, though. That's a good pickup for them.
I mean, that was a bar.
I don't want to go back to Klay. Let's just keep it moving. We're going to move on from that. Here's Eddie Johnson, SiriusXM NBA Radio, color analyst for the Phoenix Suns. Here's what he said about Klay Thompson's market.
A great market. Because he's a tremendous person, and he's still an unreal basketball player. The second half of this season, I think he showed everybody how good he still is. And I expect teams, if he becomes a free agent, I expect teams, and he gets out there, obviously he'll be a free agent if he doesn't sign a deal, but I expect teams to be calling right away, as soon as that window opens. I mean, who wouldn't want Klay Thompson in the organization?
Is Klay still a valuable player, Eddie?
The good thing is I would tell Klay and any other player is, hey, you're still here and you're still viable. Like, some guys play maybe 5 years. Some play 10 years. Some can play 15 years. I was a guy that played 17 years. I didn't care where I played. I didn't care who wanted me. I didn't care who didn't want me. The only thing that I cared about is that I had a chance to continue to play the game that I love at an age where I knew I wasn't Eddie Johnson of the 20-year-olds. And I think that should be the case with Klay. And you shouldn't take it personal. It's business, as he well know. And I think, you know, probably the move would be good for him. I think he should be rejuvenated if he went somewhere and he had to lead and they had to be counted on a lot higher than he is right now.
So that's Eddie Johnson on Klay Thompson. Do you agree with him? 888-957-9570. Let's get the auntie, Sugar, Robin in the city. Robin, long time no talk. What up, Auntie?
Hey, look here, I called to be, let Shasky, you know, you're absolutely right. Rob, you know what, Rob? You know what? You need to stop that. First of all, I agree that Klay Thompson, the way that he's been disrespected by the fans is faulty. I really do. Because you know, they appreciate what you did, but they always remember how you go out. Klay, it took him 2 years. Well, he was out 2 years, too. Am I not right, you guys?
2 years.
So he said that they didn't expect him to come back and be who he was, yet that was a lie because he didn't live up to that. But it's going to take him. I believe he'll be better this year because he's had 2 years of an injury and he's also, you know, in a decline. But I think that it's kind of like I heard your doctor that used to be on here. He said it's going to take Klay at least 3 or 4 years to even get back. He's been out 2 years. So it's kind of like I call the analogy people that are addicted. Well, it'll take the rest of their lifetime to fight that addiction because they lived a certain way. So it takes them time to even get back to a normal life. I kind of see the injury in that regard. But, Rob, you need to cut it out because you say you always want to diminish Curry to elevate Clay, and that's not cool. They worked as a team until he got injured. The fact of the matter is Steph Curry has been carrying Pookie and them, okay? He won that championship for them 2 years ago. So you need to cut that out. Clay contributed, but he was part of Pookie and them. So you need to let that go for the try to diminish one in order to elevate. It never works out. Peace out, guys.
All right, Poppins.
It is sad, but it's true.
Oh, man, Pookie and him. Clay Thompson. But according to Eddie Johnson, he has a market, a great market. Ramondre Shelburne joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday, said the Clay situation may get resolved very, very quickly.
There are only a couple teams with the cap space, right, to sign him to something like a little larger. And I think the cap space dries up pretty quick, right? There's only a couple teams that would fit there. And then everything else would be sort of a mid-level, right? So there's not much to decide except for where you want to go. I think the Warriors do have an interest in bringing him back. But, you know, is that happening before they deal with the other four or five options that are out there? I don't see that. I think they have a few other things to try to get done that may or may not happen, right, before they deal with Clay. And let's see how long he waits.
Let's see how long he waits, Shasky. Let's see how long he waits. Very intrigued to see what his market is, what type of money he was getting. Because for a long time I was in a camp with Bobby Marks. I thought Clay was getting $30 million a year for sure. For sure. Done deal. My sources, and you can believe if I have sources or not, I would hope that I'm credible out there in these streets, but, you know, people may have different opinions. I thought he was going to get $25 to $30 million easy. Now, Malik Monk and his deal with the Sacramento Kings changed my thought process. I thought, damn, I thought Malik was going to get $30 million a year, and he ended up getting $18-19 million a year. And right now, Malik Monk is probably the more explosive player. The more explosive, he doesn't play defense either. That's the thing with Malik Monk. Nobody talks about Malik Monk. He is food on defense. Food. But he is great offensively. He can play make, which Klay Thompson doesn't do. And he's more of a playmaker, so.
And he's accepted his sixth man role and is like the supercharged battery pack. And there are games where, you know, they ride that out all the way. And then there are other times where he doesn't have a really good game and he doesn't feel any of the heat. You know what I mean? Like, I think that that's one of the beauties of what his role is with that team.
But let's be real, though. He's never been a Klay Thompson before. He's never had submitted himself as a legit starting two guard in this league.
No.
So, yeah, accepting that role as a sixth man, getting that type of money, that's different. But we don't ever talk about his defense there, but we know what he means to Sacramento. There's no doubt. Yeah. I think if I was on the open market and I'm a GM and I'm looking at Monk or Clay, I'm probably taking Monk. However, it's not to disrespect Klay Thompson. It's just that he's younger and probably more of a playmaking offensive threat than Klay Thompson. But let's go to Casey in San Jose. Do you care where Klay Thompson goes? What's the one team that if he goes to, you're like, damn it? Casey, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Man, I don't care where he goes. I'm a Warriors fan. He can do whatever he wants. He's a free agent. It's not about what you did coming into the league. We can write books about it. We can watch documentaries 10 years from now. It's about what you're doing in the league. Baby Chaz has a better shooting percentage in play-in games at Dave and Buster's than Klay Thompson did. No, dude, I'm thankful for what he did. And in 2030, when the statue is being erected in front of Chase, I'll be there. But for now, bye, Felicia.
Damn. See, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. That's just disrespectful to a guy who's meant the world to this organization. Not as much as Steph, probably. Not as much. He's right there with Draymond in terms of the value he's given. That's corny to me. Now, he doesn't care where Clay goes. That's fine. I think we're going to care. We're going to watch. But I'm not disrespecting a four-time champ like that. I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. Nope. Nope, nope. Nope, nope.
I'm not even going to respond to that.
What?
Because I was going to go on this whole rant about how we just flippantly say the word disrespect because we, like, the job is analysis. That's what I'm doing every day. I'm giving you my opinions and I'm analyzing what I'm seeing.
Get over, Rob. You said,
and like, okay. The way that, but I know, but like, anytime you critique something or like, no one ever brings up when we're like, wow, the guy was on fire and blah, blah. And same thing with Brock Purdy. Like, you critique even a little. It's like, you're a hater! Disrespect! Right. It's like, no, job is analysis.
At least you don't get cross race. For have a critique about Brock Purdy.
No, I don't get that.
But you're right about that, where if I critique Brock Purdy a little bit, although I said, hey, he's going to help this offense score 30 a game. Oh, my God. With this offense, they're going to be more as explosive as the 94 Niners. You can say all that stuff. You're right. And people ignore it. And all they do is they want to hear the negativity. So, but Clay has been disrespected. Purdy was disrespected. All that stuff. But whatever. Who cares? The KC and San Jose can.
I just think that not you. I'm just saying in general we throw the disrespect word out just way too quickly. It's just like no, you're sensitive. Like we're talking about sports and we're analyzing. Take a deep breath. Let's have is the adult table. Let's have an adult conversation about it.
Well. Not a lot of people know how to do that. A lot of people like to be at the kiddie table. They do. But there is disrespect when it clay. With that word, I throw it out there because I mean it. Disrespect. I hear my own fan base calling them Clank Thompson. Clank. Clank Thompson.
You know, like Clank and Bye Felicia. That's disrespectful.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is what I would file under disrespectful.
So.
But like in terms of the way we're talking and analyzing and stuff, like again, like what he was and the things that he's won and the resume and all that is true. But they're in such a precarious financial situation that you cannot continue to not reward but compensate individuals based on resume and what they've done prior. You have to forecast and project what you think they're going to do this year and going forward, and that's what makes it very difficult.
510, why didn't you guys flush that idiot Hayden on Clay?
Let's flush it now. This is a post-mortem flush.
We don't need to flush it. He's whatever. He's whatever. Let's get the call of the week. Call of the week. This week's caller is Oscar in Stockton, who called in to calm the waters for Nervous Warrior fans. Let's go to Oscar in Stockton. Oscar, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Listen to Shasta, calm down, man. The Warriors are a winning organization. I can understand that we had an incompetent owner in front office. The Warriors are going to make the best moves for them. As I am watching this sports talk radio and listening to all these supposed to be professionals, a lot of them are wrong on a lot of things. This draft is a weak draft, and we do not need to be trying to trade all our picks. And for one reason only, we have some prospects that's been on our team the last couple of years. Kuminga, like I think it was Steiny talking about. We got to understand, Kuminga only been playing basketball for 7 years. He's going to make that lead, Vontae. And with Moses Moody, the same thing. We have enough talent.
That is Oscar in Stockton. That was the caller of the week. Caller to the morning roast. And if your call is better than the rest, you could be named caller of the week too. Coming up on the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Anthony Slater for the second time this week. Let's get the slates. There's some new reports here with Paul George, Klay Thompson. We'll talk a little draft with them, but more so Klay Thompson, CP3, Paul George. It's a lot going on with the Golden State Warriors. We got a lot of action here with the Golden State Warriors over the next 3 days. We will find out a lot, and by Monday morning, we can see some new players on this roster, including the new draft picks. All right, that's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. The Warriors Offseason Summit is coming up on Monday, July 8th, on the rooftop terrace of Fremont Bank's state-of-the-art new headquarters. Start at 2 p.m. with Willard and Dibbs live and the rest of the crew from 4 to 6 p.m. Go to 957thegame.com to reserve your spot today.
There's the up top situation, too, with the fact that, you know, I don't think that they have shown the love to him financially that he necessarily thought was coming. And it's not just like, oh, strict dollars and cents on the table. It's literally just like conversations about my future. It's just been very much over the last couple years, like, we'll get to it when we get to it.
This is Klay Thompson, and you are listening to the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. You better not be roasting me if I'm giving him all these intros.
All right, things are percolating with Klay Thompson, Paul George. We're going to get the latest lowdown from our main man, Anthony Slater, in just a second. Our 95.7 The Game insider, of course, does great work for The Athletic. He joined us in studio a couple days ago, and that was him in studio, and we were asking about Klay Thompson. So we're going to get it back on because we got new nuggets here. We got some new nuggets, and I'm not talking about Denver right now. Well, maybe I am talking about Denver. Maybe I am talking about Denver.
Or Grimace.
Or Jill Shasky, Fonte Hill here on the Morning Roast, as you know, as always. If you're looking for more Giants talk, because we're not getting too much Giants today, then you need to be listening to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Lutman Shasky bringing the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area. Wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Free Odyssey app, go download that bad boy as the Giants get ready to play the Dodgers. All right, back to basketball. Anthony, good morning to you, man. Thanks again for coming down to the studio a couple days ago, all the way up there from Sacramento. So now you and Sam Amick have some new nuggets here about Klay Thompson, Paul George. So let's start with Paul. Let's start with Klay Thompson. Let's start with Klay Thompson. Interest from Denver and Philadelphia. How legit is that?
Yeah, the Philly one's really interesting because Philly's a cap space team. And, I mean, we'll get to Paul George, I'm sure, but he obviously remains like the domino around the league right now. I think part of his hopeful leverage with the Clippers is the looming threat of the Sixers, you know, throwing him a huge offer. But if they don't, if he goes back to the Clippers, which honestly I would probably still categorize that as the most likely scenario, then the Sixers got a lot of money to play with. And I think, you know, of the potential Klay Thompson suitors, they're the ones that could probably provide the biggest financial offer would be, you know, the way I would read it. So we'll see. Again, like, I'm not saying Klay Thompson is necessarily priority one there, but, you know, teams miss on free agents. And that's what happens in the first hours and days of free agency. And then I think they become a bigger threat to potentially land Klay.
What could Denver offer Klay Thompson?
Yeah, Denver, in a sense, and I think any other like potential rival teams out there that are more cash strapped. You're talking more mid-level range, and I'm not saying he's ready to take that type of deal. But we'll see how the market plays out, and you know, I think he is going to prioritize being in a winning environment. He still needs to hear whatever the Warriors offer is. But you know, we're obviously at that point talking more mid-level range.
Wow. Yeah, because I'm looking at Philadelphia's, you know, cap space, and they're like 106 under the first apron, 117 under the second apron. They've only got four guys technically ready to roll for next year because they've got a bunch of options and they have people that they can decline. So, I mean, they should be a player on a lot of different people. And then the Denver situation, I mean, they're...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right up against it, they don't have a whole lot. How quick does this come down, do you think, in the next 2 days? I mean, do you think Bonte's hypothesizing we could find out Sunday midday?
Well, that's what Ramona Shelburne said yesterday. She said it from ESPN that this could resolve very quickly.
How fast does he jump, Clay Thompson?
Well, first, the league moves quick. I think it depends on how what goes down. I mean, these dominoes are coming the next 2 days. I mean, the Chris Paul one today, the Chris Paul decision today really impacts what the Warriors. Do not quote me on this. I believe it's 2 p.m. because usually I believe the Peyton option and the Looney waiver, not waive, was 5 p.m. Eastern because that's the end of business day, you know, East Coast time, which is 2 p.m. here. So I believe that's the time on the Paul one officially.
So if we find out about Paul today, what are the options that we find out about Paul? They either are guaranteed, non-guaranteed, or pushing it out?
Yeah. Look, like, theoretically a trade could go down today, or, you know, an agreement of a trade with Chris Paul, or a waiving before then, or like you said, you push it out, you know, to July 1st, or, you know, however long they agree for it to be pushed out. But I mean, it signals a lot. You know, if they push it out, that means, man, they're in on something. They believe that they're going to get something done, because that would be telling Chris Paul, hey, if you push it back a little bit, we really think something can happen that could get you this money. If they waive him, to me, that signals they don't have any type of juicy trade that they think can get done. They could potentially, if Klay Thompson walks, get themselves to becoming a mid-level team and start to become more of like a little bit of a free agency player, like a smaller fish free agency player, if Klay Thompson walks. But the other thing about waiving Chris Paul today would signal is, like, they can give Klay Thompson a very competitive offer, maybe the best offer Klay Thompson ends up getting out there. And then it becomes very interesting on, like, does Klay Thompson want to come back or not?
Wow, some breaking news here from Doug Smith, who covers the Raptors, been covering the Raptors for 2 decades, just tweeted out that Andrew Wiggins later, out of Canadian Olympic picture, according to a source, Golden State Warriors playing hardball with the veteran. They are looking to move. Canadian team opens camp later on today. So we'll bookmark that for just a second. Shasky and Slater. Anthony Slater there. Andrew Wiggins, out of the Canadian Olympic picture. And again, Doug Smith, who covers the Raptors, been covering them for 2 decades now, playing hardball. The Warriors are playing hardball with the veteran as they are looking to move him. That's according to Doug Smith of the Toronto Raptors. Bookmark that for just a second. Paul George here. Klay Thompson, before we get to Paul George, how good is that fit for Klay if, say, the Denver Nuggets did sign Klay Thompson to replace Kentavious Caldwell-Pope?
I think Klay fits in a lot of places as like, you know, kind of, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh rotation guy on any given night, depending on how hot he is from three. In a winning environment where you want him next to stars, right? I mean, you know, if it's Dallas gets in the mid-level game and is interested in him, if the Lakers, Clippers, you know, you mentioned the Nuggets, like, to me, he fits as a guy in a winning environment that spaces the floor for your stars. And I know he wants to win, right? There is other cap space teams out there, Hornets, Spurs, Pistons. Like, I don't think he necessarily fits there. And I don't think he necessarily wants to fit there, right, from a lifestyle or a winning perspective. So, you guys know what he can do and the type of gravity he provides. You just want him next to star creators because you don't want him. I think there was too many times over the last couple of seasons, it was him trying to create up top, run a pick and roll or something like that. You don't want him doing that. You want him spacing the floor.
Okay, so you guys had a report today, you and Sam Amick, basically saying that the Warriors are trying to get in on this Paul George thing, and also Denver was in there on Paul George, and given their cap situation, they're going to have to move Michael Porter and picks and whatnot. How legitimate is Denver pursuing Paul George, and is this part of maybe the Clippers trying to drive the price up from the Warriors?
Yeah, so on the Denver front, it seems like they bowed out of it, and that was kind of part of our reporting today. But they were interested in, early, but it would have cost Michael Porter Jr. and also picks because, you know, the Clippers, I think, are driving a hard bargain. And this is where the deadline tomorrow with Paul George and the believability of Paul George to leave the Clippers entirely really matters here. Because if he has convinced them or can convince them, hey, if you don't do what I want, if you don't trade me where I want, I will walk and, you know, pay, I should say, pay him what he wants. I will walk to the Sixers. I will walk to the Orlando Magic. Well, then they got to just try to get whatever they can, right, instead of losing him for nothing. But if the Clippers are calling his bluff and saying, number one, we think you want to be here. You just want the max that we're not quite giving you yet. Or number two, we think the only place you would want to go is, you know, a team that needs us to trade you there. Well, then they can kind of hold out and hold leverage in the situation because he can decide to opt in. And then it becomes, remember, James Harden tried to play hardball with the Sixers last year. He opted in and tried to force his way to the Clippers. That didn't happen until midseason because, you know, Daryl Morey kind of played hardball on it. And, you know, that's when it becomes an asset game and when the Clippers can then start asking for, hey, with Denver, Michael Porter and picks, you know, with some young guys, whereas with the Warriors, you know, we're talking picks and Kuminga and other young guys potentially. So that's what's all going on right now. And again, I mean, I said it earlier in the segment, but like, I still, maybe it's the skeptical side of me, I still kind of think this ends up with Paul George going back to the Clippers at a number that they probably agree on. It kind of seems like it's a large leverage poker play that's going on, and there's a, you know, and they're taking it kind of to the buzzer.
Interesting stuff there. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game insider here on the morning, also 95.7 The Game. All right, that report there from Doug Smith of the Toronto Star about Andrew Wiggins. What's the latest on Wiggins? Did you guys talk? I know you guys talked to Dunleavy. I didn't catch whether or not you guys asked him about Andrew Wiggins. What is the latest on him?
Yeah, look, from what I've heard, they're not dying to trade him. They're looking at a lot of options. He is a you know, building block of a salary at $24 million. If they do bring in a wing, you know, Paul George obviously is a wing that plays his position who can guard. I think there's, like, upgrades out there. But, again, like, from what I've heard, they're not, like, dying. Like, they have to get off his number. We talked about it the other day when I was in the studio. Like, he still does a lot of positive things, and I think a lot of people want to scoff at his availability over the last couple of years, and I get it. Two seasons ago, he played 71 games last year. When he left the team, he left the team for four games, basically like the time that it takes when you tweak an ankle, and like he was dealing with some family stuff that, from my understanding, was like, you know, very legitimate and serious, and he left the team for a week. So I think his availability was actually fine last year, 71 games. It's just, how was his play? Like, you know, can you trust him to get back somewhere near the level of a couple seasons ago? Again, they're going to explore the market for him. Like, he's very, I would agree he's available right now, but I don't think they're, you know, definitely going to trade him.
Why would the Warriors not let him play in the Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, that one is curious to me. I think, like, again, Doug Smith would know more about the inner workings of the Canadian team, but like Wiggins didn't play last year when they had this really big, remember the tournament last year?
Yep.
Where like, yeah, you know, Shea took them to the finals and they had Lou Dort, and like, they have a loaded team at this point. I mean, Wiggins, and this goes back years and years and years of him not playing for the Canadian national team. I think there's more, in my opinion, there's probably more politics at play than just necessarily the Warriors.
Well, John Hollinger just tweeted out from ESPN that I'm reading this as a Warriors blocking him due to a medical issue, which they can do if there's a legit health reason. So maybe that also cripples them in terms of trading Andrew Wiggins. Who the hell knows, Shasky?
I don't know. So Slater, what's the latest on John the Kuminga? In, out, being dangled? People are demanding him. Are the Warriors saying they're not going to trade him at all? Like, where are we at with John the Kuminga?
He's being protected. I think, you know, Dunleavy put it, like, I think in a somewhat honest way yesterday when he was kind of asked about the young guys in general, but I think this really matters with Kuminga. He said, you know, they're going to keep them unless they have a deal out there. I believe the quote was that unequivocally changes our franchise. So, like, it would have to be a big fish for them to give up Kuminga. And, you know, and there's no, like, untouchable is too strong because, honestly, probably nobody on the roster except Steph Curry would be considered untouchable. But, you know, the plan clearly is to have Jonathan Kuminga on the roster next year and probably have extension talks in October that will get interesting, I think.
What do the Warriors do if Paul George goes elsewhere or stays with the Clippers? What's their pivot then?
I think it's possible, and again, I'm not sure if fans would love to hear this, but if they let Chris Paul walk today, I think they turn some attention to Klay Thompson, try to figure out if that relationship is repairable, if either side even wants it to be. And if Klay Thompson walks, that's $73 million combined with him and Chris Paul walking off your books. You're in a great financial place. You're not necessarily in as great of a rotation depth place. You go into the market with more freedom to be like a full mid-level type team. You try to get a mid-tier veteran. Maybe you look to see if there's a Wiggins trade out there that kind of reconfigures your rotation, and you commit to your younger layer of the roster on the rise. And if we're being really honest, you probably compete for the 6th, 7th, 8th seed next year, and first round. Like, that's probably would be my guess of where it goes.
Might be the best option if all those things fall through. Anthony Slater here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. All right, real quick before we let you go, what about these draft picks here? Do they have big plans for Quentin Post? Also, Waters the third, Lindy Waters the third from OKC. Give us a lowdown on these draft picks here.
I mean, big plans is a little strong.
not like 30 minutes a game, but hey, can you play a little pick and pop?
Look, Lindy Waters, they like. He's been kind of buried in Oklahoma City the last couple of years. You talk to anybody there, I'm around. Not only am I around the Thunder, but he went to Oklahoma State where I went. Like, I've known about him for a while, known him a little bit. The Thunder really liked him. It was just a roster crunch situation there. I think he could be 8th, 9th man. Like, remember like the best times that Damian Lee had with the Warriors, right, where he'd just come in and help. Like, that's the type of player we're probably talking. Oh, wow, he hit a couple big threes in this game, played hard on defense, cut when he needed to, went to the bench and clapped for everybody. Like, he's that type of player, which is fine, $2.2 million. As far as Quentin Post goes, they're still figuring out if they're going to roster him on the very cheap, like they did with Trayce Jackson-Davis, or maybe two-way him. That's going to depend on where the roster goes in the next couple weeks. Stretch 5, older player. We'll know early. We'll probably know at Summer League if we feel like he can help or not. If he can't help pretty much right away, then, that's not great because he's 24 years old. But again, 52nd overall pick, whatever. It's a fringe move.
Who's a player we're not thinking about that the Warriors could be targeting? Is it Ingram?
That would be a desperation move, and I do think there's fit issues there. We talked about him the other day when I was there. I mean, but he's among the most available out there. I've always thought DeJounte Murray is an intriguing option. I think there were probably some people could healthily dispute whether that's a good fit or not a good fit next to Steph Curry in a backcourt. But another guy, I think Atlanta's probably going to break up that backcourt. And then, we can start looking at free agents too. I probably should start looking at potential free agents that, would come in and at a cheap price but help.
Wow, it's going to be rocking and rolling here. We get the CP3 decision probably at 2 o'clock. We're not going to quote you on that, but it makes sense with the league offices being in New York City. And, of course, the East Coast three hours ahead of us here on the West Coast. PG, we're going to be watching Paul George tomorrow. And, of course, at 3 p.m. Sunday, West Coast time, the decision on Klay Thompson. What will he do? Boy, if he went to Denver, I can't get over that. Man, that's the one team I don't want him to go to. Anthony, thanks for all your hard work this week, man. We appreciate it. We'll be locked in on your articles over the weekend. Have a good day. Enjoy free agency, man. It's on the popping in the NBA.
Yeah, I will say on the Paul decision today, if he does get waived, I don't think you're going to like where the Paul George situation goes the next day. I think that would probably signal they are out.
So that's what it's all about there. Anthony Slater, thanks so much, brother. Have a good day.
All right, fellas.
All right, CP3. So I guess we just, before we even get to Paul George, we got to see what the hell happens to CP3. What is going to happen? Are they going to extend this deadline with CP3 to involve him in the move? That's if Warrior fans want Paul George, then they need CP3 to agree to extend this deadline. And then extend the deadline, and then CP3 is looking at $30 million. Now, if he gets waived, where's his market? Where's he going to go? But if they waive CP3 today, according to Slater, probably means they can't go big name hunting. So now we go back to CP3, a guy they traded Jordan Poole and a pick for.
I mean, it's just the weight of the Warriors' world rests on the shoulders of CP3.
Who is always a hated member.
It's almost
always a hated member here.
It's like a script out of a Hollywood movie.
It really is.
Dub Nation, it's Chris Paul.
It really is. Chris Paul. And Chris Paul's going right back down to L.A.
If they end up waiving Chris Paul.
Oh.
If they end
you're going to be depressed. Oh, it's
everyone
be.
Will be. And then if they, go with their... Because if I'm Clay, the way I'm viewing it is, they waive Chris Paul and then they circle back to me with their tail between their legs. Oof. That's a tough one.
Lucky us.
Lucky us. So it all comes down. So we forget Paul George. Paul George, put him to the side. Just put him to the side. That is a non-starter if CP3 gets waived today. Oh, can they convince Chris Paul?
You know,
Paul,
it's crazy. You and I, about, I don't know if it was a week ago, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, you asked me, like, Clay's priority number one, and I had wrote down.
No, I thought I said Wiggins. Maybe.
Oh, maybe you said Wiggins. Whatever. Like, what's the priority? Right, and I was like, the CP3 money is number one, because I need to know what the trade market is. And here we are. We're coming down to the day, and it's the CP3 money. It's wow.
This deadline.
And it all goes back to the punch. Because if you did not, just dude, I'm teasing. Because if you didn't have the punch.
You hate to go Hawaiian, but you got to bring out the punch.
If you didn't have the punch, we wouldn't have the trade. We wouldn't be with CP3.
I will never forget doing that show that morning. No.
5 minutes before the 7 o'clock, TMZ, the video coming out.
Oh, no. I tell you exactly the time. It wasn't 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. It was 6:44 a.m. because we just went to the 6:42 a.m. break. And we're talking about a football Friday. And then, TMZ. And we're all watching in the studio. And as we're on the break, I look at the call logs and it starts blinking. One by one. It was like, yep. And then, you know, I always go back to the crossover.
We were like, this is a video.
Yeah.
You have to see it. It's hard to describe it.
Half of the people calling in, he should be in jail. It's like, oh, my God.
Dude, not only that, I just go back to the crossover that Wednesday.
I almost want to go back and just hear what we said.
I need to hear that show. Well, I don't know if I want to go back. Because unfortunately, now that I think about it, this is unbelievable. That happens during our show, you and I. And then the Larry Bear situation happens during the show.
Right. That's right. I had to do the show after the video came out, and I was,
Larry Bear?
Oh, yeah.
You did it that night?
I did the 6 p.m. show that night.
Well, I was doing the show in the afternoon when the video got released during a break.
Yeah, that's tough.
During a break, and we're sitting there.
That's difficult.
And then, so I'm saying, two TMZ videos broke in the middle of my show during the break, and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, we got to pivot. We had to pivot off of something that day. But then that football Friday, I go back to the crossover that Thursday with Willard and Dibs. And you know, Willard, I like Mark Willard so much. Do you?
Because I feel like you're about to crush him.
Oh, no, I'm not going to crush him. I'm just saying what he said. And I'm not putting words in your mouth, Mark.
Put words in your mouth.
Don't do that.
Him and Dan Dibley go attack so team on me.
Real quick, why was he so triggered about Bronny yesterday?
No, who cares? Okay, listen. Let me finish the story real quick before I forget.
Yeah.
But no, he goes, guys, it was just a slap. It's nothing huge. And Dibley's like, yeah, it's just, and I'm like, guys, I don't think it was just that.
It's just a slap.
I've heard other things, and unfortunately the video got released, and it wasn't just a slap.
It was a haymaker.
But back to your point, maybe it does start from there. The punch, and then the offseason.
I mean, that's where we're at.
You know, that's where we're at right now, that we're dependent on Chris Paul to say, Chris Paul, we didn't play you ahead of Podziemski to play a game. You didn't always finish with us. We asked you to come off the bench for the first time in your career. Can you do us a favor and extend this deadline, please?
I mean, please.
Please.
I'm out.
I know we've hated you forever, and I know Curry came for all the things that you wanted and the glory and everything, and you've gotten none of that, and you haven't won a damn thing. Please do us this little favor. In the compensation package is $30 million. I mean, look around the NBA right now. Where is he getting $30 million from?
Yeah, he's going to need to extend.
He wants this $30
million. Yeah, no
he
doubt.
He needs this $30
million. We're here.
I mean, we're, it's unbelievable. It is almost like a superhero, multiverse. I don't know if you've watched, there's this Apple Plus show. It's called Dark Matter, where the guy built basically some sort of like a multi-dimension time machine where you can go back in time at different points in your life and all the different choices that you've made and all these different versions of you based off the decisions that you've made. Almost like a butterfly effect meets the multiverse.
Right.
Think of the butterfly effect multiverse we've had ever since the punch. I mean, there was a multiverse where the Warriors just keep winning.
It was. It really was. But Guru, I just never forget being in the car. And he's sitting there with Evan Giddings, middle of the afternoon. And he goes, Evan, I hate to go Hawaiian on you and bring it back to the punch. I was just like, this is genius, man. All right, we got that drop. We need to get that drop somewhere. Speaking of drops, your guy's favorite caller And I say, you guys, Fidonius Jaski.
Who?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, yes! Let's go! Well, I needed this on a Friday. Jesus. Let's go!
Wow.
We've had enough Tony this week. Oh, Jesus.
No, don't you rip Tony. Don't you leave Tony alone.
Hey, BPA.
Yeah, Fonte, I'm not optimistic about the state of the state and my confidence levels in Dunleavy Jr. is similar to the confidence levels I had with him about 22 years ago as a Warrior. You know, which is like, it's just, they don't seem to have much of a plan other than we want to get high upside second rouners in the, you know, in the 50s.
Come on. You know you like Quentin Pope. He looks good in a stretch five. Come on, BPA.
I'm sure he's going to be incredible. But just,
wow.
Yeah, like, it's just, you know, like, I mean, could you give Steph some help? I don't think that's an insurmountable thing. Could you just give the guy some help and give him a chance? And they just, they can't, or they won't, or they don't want to. And, like, it just seems that that's where it's going, right? They just don't want to give him any help. And so, you know, and at the end of the day, yeah, it's unfortunate, but it is what it is, right? So, Lacob's got his Kuminga project, and he wants to give him $30 million, and he's, and Steph, can't give him any help. Can't do it.
BPA, Clay Thompson in Denver?
I honestly, at this point, run it back seems like a best case scenario for the Warriors.
Oh, so,
like, at this point, it's like, yeah, Clay, come back. Let's do nostalgia, okay? Like,
BPA. What's your flush?
Why?
I didn't ask for the flush. Sorry, I guess your call is not good.
We have
enough.
Said all week you can't run it back, and that's what BPA has said for months.
He's down bad.
He can't.
How
do
many
that?
Tweets in the first just, quarter?
That might be the
one.
Biggest reversal of the year on this show.
You know, it's just I incredible. Get why Shasky loves BPA now. It just clicked
pivot,
in my brain.
Panic.
Oh, the whole, it's a lot
of horrific there, information.
No, it's pivot to another panic. That's what you guys do.
That's
how can
four.
We panic more? Let's pivot and panic. Pivot and panic.
I love
that's
you, Brian, by the way. But that, right. You had to get flushed.
Hey, no, you need to contact Floyd Water Plumbing and Drainage at floydwater.net. Listen, pivot and panic. Pivot and panic. Pivot and panic.
Bonte, you know what's
pivot,
funny?
Don't panic. It's pivot and panic.
You know why I think he was flushed? It's because Fedoni is now envisioning an entire roster of LeBron, Bronny, Clay. Like, he's like, no, you can't run it back. I've got the two white boys now. I've got Austin Reeves and Dalton Connect. I mean, he has created the ultimate Spadoni team.
Reeves, Connect, Clay, off. Oh. The Clay connection is what we're calling it.
Oh man, hey, listen.
Three and a half.
I'm not going to lie. YouTube, shout out to YouTube.
All he needs is Caruso to come back.
YouTube's on fire. God, like, YouTube's on fire right now. Chris M with one. BPA hit Bonte with an Uno reverse card. I didn't expect that one.
Now go draw
wow.
four.
Wow. Draw four. Man, you guys are down bad. Hey, it's just getting started, baby. We've waited all this time for the offseason. Don't panic.
If they go nostalgia tour, we'll be in reruns for the next multiple years.
Oh, we'll make it work. We'll make it work. I know where I'm. Listen. I'm the pivot, don't panic guy. You guys pivot and panic.
Oh,
I will pivot
really?
To this. I will pivot to this, Shasky. Listen to this one.
Oh, here we go.
I will pivot. Can you,
Are you right out of the Homer playbook?
No. Yeah. Where's Bob Fitzgerald's cut? Can you go please cue up?
I live with these people. No. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Give me the whole cut. I tell you what, I will pivot to if we run it back. People are trying to say, I've been trying to be in the next doc.
Yeah,
that's already done.
What the Warriors will be doing is basically what the Angels did with Albert Pujols. Come see our guy hit 700.
I will pivot to what Bob Fitzgerald said in a heartbeat, and I will sell it to the best of them. You better believe that. I'll convince myself. I'm telling you, because I'm with Fitz. I know you guys think I'm ridiculous, and I'm not trying to be a homer here. They won 46 games, and Draymond Green missed 27.
Did you think that team that you watched last year could have won a playoff series?
If they're a 4 or 5 seed, playing
stop.
The Clippers.
Stop.
You played the Clippers and Paul
stop.
George. You beat the Clippers at 6.
How many teams, when you start looking, you know, Boston has 6 really good players, but if you have Steph,
and Clay and Draymond and Kuminga and Pajemski and Trace Jackson Davis and Moses Moody. Like, you have so many good players already that this whole, like, oh, the Warriors are done and they need to trade 17 dudes and change their whole roster. Like, no, they can't have Draymond miss 27 games. Just like Jokic couldn't miss 27 games, or Giannis couldn't miss 27 games, or Luka couldn't miss 27 games. The NBA, if your best players play a lot of games, you'll get the max results for your team. Last year, the Warriors had one of their absolute core pieces, indispensable guys, miss 27 games. And I think if you look at, you know, the last part of the season when Trace and Draymond started together, oh, they're top 10 in defense. Oh, wait, they're top 10 in offense. They start winning games. And, like, I'm very excited about where the Warriors are going, because I know Kuminga will be better. I know Brandon will be better. I know Trace will be better. I know Moses will be better.
I love it.
So, you know, so to me, this whole, the Warriors need to trade half their roster. I don't buy it at all. I just don't.
This banana boat with Bob Fitzgerald and Dirty Guru Johnson, do you guys got room for me? Because I'm signing up for it, too.
But here's the thing.
Why are you going crazy? No, there's no reason to go crazy.
Draymond,
I'm feeling it.
Played 63 games in 2020-2023. 46 the next year with the back injury. Now, in a contract year, he played 73. And then last year, 55. So we believe, moving forward, he's going to stay healthy and stay out of trouble at 34 years old.
All I'm saying is he missed 27 games. They won 46. Amongst those 27 games, I got to look at the record again. I think it was 46 games the year they won the championship.
The
27 games he missed, I believe the Warriors were 13-14, if I'm not mistaken.
Which is about what their record was.
But if he plays in those 27 games, do you really believe they're 13-14? I believe maybe they're 17-10. Are they 16-11?
This Golden State Warrior lasagna you're baking up, you have to account for, and you have to bake into that older players miss games.
They do, no doubt. No doubt. But he did get suspended for 18. All right. So
they're a year older.
Listen, I'm going to be on a banana boat. I'm just telling you. That's the definition. That cut right there by Fitz, and what you heard from Guru, that is the true definition of pivot, don't panic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.